how about starting us off with your opening comments, and then we'll open it up for questions.
Well, this has been an amazing ride this entire season, but it came off a great season last year. Last year we were 21 and 0 going into the semifinals of the sectional down at Boonville, and ranked number one in Class 3A, and we had a little bit of weather that week, and we were supposed to play it on a Friday night, and we got about a 4 or 5 inch snow that knocked us out of practice on Friday, and we went down and played Memorial on Saturday morning, and I've had an AVM brain surgery 27 years ago, so I kind of sometimes forget what happened in that second half against Memorial when I think we didn't score very many points, and a lot of people say, well, how did you come back from that? Well, what we basically did this summer, we toughened our schedule up. We played Columbus North. We played Fishers, Indiana. We played Lafayette Catholic. We played Bar Reed. Well, we just toughened up our schedule, and I thought it made us better. This team gelled, and we've got some good players, and I guess I probably ought to say maybe great players and some role players, and we just came together, and we developed all year long, and this young lady to my left is just a super player, and early in the year she kind of carried us, but as the year went on, her teammates started picking up their games, and when she would take off, they would take off with her, and there just wasn't anybody out there that could stay with us when she just decided to take over because the whole team took over.
Jackie, the scoring record in 3A, you passed 1,000 points on the season. I mean, could you have dreamt of a better junior year for yourself?
No, I couldn't. This is what I've dreamt of since I was a kid. I couldn't do this without my teammates, and so I'm happy that we've finally accomplished our goal.
And, you know, obviously, you still have one more year to do this again before you head to Notre Dame. A lot more excitement coming for you.
Yeah, we can. Hopefully, we'll be here next year and win it all again.
Jackie, how cool was it tonight just to set up your sister for a couple threes there in the first quarter?
It was great. That's what we work on that in our workouts, and so I guess it's finally paying off.
Coach, you guys were only up three, and they were playing pretty tight for most of the first half. In the last 4 minutes, you guys were on a 13-0 run. Did you feel, you know, not that the game was sealed, but that was you guys finally clicking on all cylinders and that really figured out what they were doing and what they weren't able to do versus your offense?
Well, they came out in a box defense, and we're kind of noted for playing box defenses, and so I've got my offenses are kind of designed to go against any type of defense any team can play against us. So their box was causing us a little bit of problem, but I think what really shifted the game was when number 50 for them got in foul trouble and she went out of the game, and that kind of changed the momentum, the tempo of the game, and we took advantage of that.
Brooke James with 15 points tonight in the second quarter. I know that was Oliver scoring then, but that was kind of the couple punches to the ribs, and then Jackie delivered the knockout really in the third.
Well, I tell you, Brooke has just improved so much this year, and she has a tendency to get a lot of her points in bunches, and then she gets in foul trouble, and that kind of hinders her continuing on. Hopefully next year she'll learn to play defense more with her hands up and not be swatting at flies, and can play maybe three or four quarters, and she's really improved.
How big was your defense, especially your guards, Kober Stein and Cole Bloom? It seemed like you went from a 2-3 matchup to a 1-3-1 to into a half-court trap.
Well, we play a lot of mixed defenses, and basically what we were doing there, we played a little 2-3 and pressure the guards, and then we went 23 man a little bit, where we played two guards man to man and played the inside player's zone, so I thought they were extending themselves a little bit too far, and when they did that, the other team was getting penetration, and so finally there in the fourth quarter we pulled them back in a little bit, made it a little bit tighter. But we play multiple defenses, and that's just what worked tonight. I mean we got a repertoire. I can tell you right now, we probably play 8 to 10 different defenses, and we just keep trying and mixing around until one starts working. And when one starts working, we stay with it, and it worked 30 times this year, but it did work the one time against Bedford.
Is there any key you held them to, I think, 1 3-point basket, 1 out of 10, something like that, and you kept Sechrist, even though she had double figures, you kept her from going wild. What's the key to that, to, you know, leave them both inside and outside defensively?
Is this for me?
Yeah.
Well, we extended our defense in our 2-3, and we've been really playing real good post defense in the tournament against the inside players. And what helped us most about Sechrist is the fact that she got in foul trouble, and she spent a lot of time on the bench, and she's a force, and she's going to cause a lot of problems the next 2 years for teams. And number and I can't think of names, but number 10 and number 14, 14 left-handed shooter and 10 right-handed shooter, we knew that they could hit three, so we kind of extended and made sure we covered them. And we told our guards and our outside defensive people, if number 10 has the ball and number 14 has the ball and they throw the ball inside to Sechrist, don't sag inside to help, because she'll kick it back out and they'll shoot a three. And I'd rather give up the two inside than the three from the outside.
Coach, obviously some history you made here tonight with Jackie. I mean, from your perspective, what does it take day in and day out to put up the kind of figures that she did this year?
Well, she's just a hard worker. I've said this a lot of times. You know, your Larry Birds, your Damon Baileys, they're in the gym all the time. Jackie's in the gym all the time. I mean, it's not her whole life, but she's in the gym. She has her goals. She wants to play at the University of Notre Dame. She knows the only way she's going to play at the University of Notre Dame is to continue to work and get better. And she works. And I've seen her in there, and she probably doesn't realize this, but like if we might have a game, like on a Tuesday night or something, I've seen her stay after school and shoot in the gym by herself for 30 minutes to an hour. Just get prepared for that game that night. And she's in the gym and she's working at it. And I think what's really helped her a little bit, we have a phys ed class that's CrossFit, and at strength she got a little bit stronger. And she has such a quick jump. And like I've said, you know, a lot of players have a second level. Some, very few, have a third level, third gear. She has a third gear. My dad says she even has a fourth gear.
But how can we possibly top this next year? We got a whole senior season. What can you possibly do before you go to Notre Dame?
I'm just going to have to put in work on the off season and then hopefully come back and do this again.
Hey, Jackie, you're the first girl to score 1,000 points in Indiana history. Now, Dave Shepard, George McGinnis, Steve Alford, and Trayvon Lewitt from Park Tudor last year, the only boys in the history of Indiana basketball 105 years ago to score 1,000. You're the fifth. What does it mean to be in that kind of company?
It feels great. It's what I've worked for all season. I wouldn't be able to do this if it wasn't for my teammates getting me the ball.
And I'd like to interject, you got two young ladies up here to my right who are seniors, Alyssa Colberstein and Raylan Thompson, and we could not have accomplished what we did this year without their yeoman's work. They do the little things that nobody really pays a lot of attention to. They set the screens, they make the passes, and they play the tough defense. And I've seen Raylan get run over on a charge a million times, and she just sacrifices her body. And the men in the striped shirt, sometimes they don't get it right, but she's still, I mean, it's just amazing. I guarantee you, I wouldn't stand out in front of one of them girls charging down through there.
For you seniors, had the undefeated regular season last year, got upset in the sectionals. How satisfying is this to get this done? I guess Alyssa first.
We had our goal set. We knew what we wanted to do, and we worked all summer, and then in the gym in the fall, and we knew what we wanted to accomplish, and that was to get to state.
What's this mean to you, Alyssa, the state champion?
I'm very privileged and honored to have played with these girls, and I couldn't think of a better way to end my senior year. And I thank all those who have supported me, and it just shows what kind of community Princeton really is.
This is just the second state championship in your, of any sport at your school? Yeah. Talk about the community support. Anybody can answer.
Well, I'll answer that. Well, if you want to.
No, you're good.
We average anywhere from 2,000 to 2,500 every home game. And when we go away from home, 1,000, 1,500. You saw the crowd there in the gym. I started coaching girls basketball in 1978, 79. And in 1978, 79, you were lucky if you had parents at your games. And it's really evolved. It's really come a long ways. And it's just unbelievable the type of crowds we have played against. Last year in the championship game of the Toyota Tournament at Gibson Southern, I think their gym holds about 3,800, and there might have been 4,500 in that gym. If the fire marshals would have been around, they probably would have been shut down. Then after that game, we go over to Mount Carmel. We play at Mount Carmel, who had Tyra Buss that's now playing at Indiana, and her and Jackie played on travel ball teams together. We go over to Mount Carmel. Their gym was sold out. No tickets before the game started. Completely sold out. If you left the gym, you couldn't get back in. And it seats, 1,800? And that's the only game in girls basketball, and I've been at this now for 34 years, that was completely sold out before the game even started, and I'm thinking, we're big time.
Raylan, what's this mean to you to be state champion as a senior?
It's bittersweet knowing the last basketball game I'll ever play was for a state title, and it's a gift from God, and I can't thank him enough for the best teammates, coaches, parents, community, administration, and it's unreal, and it's a dream come true.
Coach, ladies.
Sorry.
I'm
go
sorry.
Ahead.
No, I'm just going to.
What's the key, what was the key to offensively slow scoring starting the game for both teams? What's the key offensively to getting that track and getting going?
Well, we got off to a slow start because they were playing a box and one on Jackie, and we tried two or three things early, and we weren't having a lot of success because some of our players just weren't quite in sync. They weren't really, at that time, for some reason, weren't mentally into it, and so I think we finally just went back to our base offense, which I have run ever since 1983. And then we made a couple more changes, and then Jackie started running up and down the floor, dribbling up and down the floor, getting some transition baskets. And then her sister hits those two big three pointers, and that just kind of broke it open.
How big were Kier's threes?
Oh, I thought they were real big. They were huge.
What are the changes you made?
Well, Pete, we've got a lot of offenses. I mean, I got a play card up here in my pocket that lists about 10 different offenses. But they all basically after one pass, we're in a base and then they're this very similar, and we just go from one to the other until we find something that's working. And like you know, I've had brain surgery, and sometimes that affected my short-term memory, so I can't really remember back exactly what we did when we did it.
It's 34 years of coaching, and what's this mean to you after all the, all the uniforms you've washed and everything else you've done and all the scouting and whatnot?
Well, I think it's what I think I said this before, maybe last week or the week before last. I said, I don't coach for myself. I coach to get the most out of the players that are under my tutelage, and there's nothing makes me happier to see them climb a net after winning a championship, okay? And that's what it's all about. That's why I do it. I want to see them succeed, and to win a state championship is the ultimate.
Coach, ladies, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Can I take